It's plus two and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Bartlett. The World Health Organization says that climate changes may be behind the recent surge in cases of the Zika virus. Anthony Costello, director of maternal, child, and adolescent health at the WHO, says the spread of the virus might be related to El Nino and the wet weather it brings.
Maybe one reason why there has been an expansion of Zika virus is related to the El Nino phenomenon, whereby the Pacific is warming, we're getting more rainfall. More rainfall usually means more mosquitoes.
Meanwhile, UNICEF is asking for $9 million for its programs in the Americas to curb the spread of the virus, saying it'll focus on educating communities in Brazil on how to avoid being bitten by mosquitoes and how to wipe out their breeding sites. The trial of two men accused of killing a Hamilton man who took them for a test drive in a truck he was trying to sell was heard from the tenant of the dead man, who described the night of the test drive as an odd and weird. Wayne DeBoer, who began his testimony on Monday, described the two men who walked down the Bosma driveway on May 6, 2013, as complete opposites. The 32-year-old Bosma left his home that night on a test drive and was never seen alive again. His body was found more than a week later, burned beyond recognition. The Crown alleges Bosma was shot inside his truck and his body was burned in an incinerator. Dallin Millard of Toronto and Mark Smitch from Oakville have both pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in Bosma's death. DeBoer says the tall guy was in charge of much of the conversation with Bosma as they spoke about the truck, while he says the other guy stood back, didn't speak, and had his hoodie wrapped around his head. Loyalist College is hosting its annual career fair tomorrow. The fair helps connect Loyalist students with local employers. Lindsay Carrick, Senior Alumni Career Services Officer of the college's Career Center, says the fair is a great opportunity for students.
I think it's a really great networking opportunity for students. So students definitely find employment opportunities through the career fair. And those students who utilize the career fair to network with employers, talk to employers, a lot of employers are even accepting resumes at the event. There's certainly employment opportunities to be found.
The career fair runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Wednesday in the school's gym. Hillary Clinton has narrowly won the Democratic caucuses in Iowa, outpacing a surprisingly strong challenge from Bernie Sanders to claim the first victory in the 2016 race for president. The former Secretary of State, Senator from New York, and First Lady edged past the Vermont senator in a race the Iowa Democratic Party called the closest in its caucus history. The Iowa Democratic Party said Tuesday that it would not do any recount of the close results, and a spokesperson for the Sanders campaign said it does not intend to challenge the results of the caucuses. The 14 accused in an alleged juvenile pornography ring in Quebec will remain behind bars until at least Thursday, when some of them may be freed while awaiting trial. A bail hearing scheduled for today in Montreal was put off, and the Crown says it will verify whether some of the men can provide the guarantees it is seeking before it agrees to their release. One of the conditions the Crown is looking at is the distance between the accused residences and nearby schools. One of the accused, already detained in another matter when arrested on the child pornography charges, renounced his right to a bail hearing and will remain behind bars until the end of the case. 13 men between 27 and 74 were arrested last week and faced various charges, including possession and distribution of child pornography between 2003 and last month. A 14th man was nabbed over the weekend. Indigenous broadcaster and author Wab Kanu is entering politics and running for a seat in the Manitoba legislature.
Wab Kanu plans to run for the governing New Democrats in the Fort Rouge constituency in Winnipeg. That's the same riding as Liberal leader Rana Bokhari. The NDP has been struggling in opinion polls and the Liberals have been rising. Political analyst Paul Thomas says Kanu is a star candidate and this move is a blow to the Liberals, not only their leader, who will face an uphill battle, he says. It also boosts the morale of NDP supporters who have seen many incumbents leave. Steve Lambert, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
Ontario's insurance regulator has approved coverage for drivers using ride-hailing services such as Uber. The Insurance Bureau of Canada says it's the first coverage of its kind in the country. The Financial Services Commission of Ontario has given the green light for Aviva Canada to offer coverage for drivers that carry paying passengers in their own vehicles. Aviva says it is the addition to its personal auto policy and will be available to drivers licensed for at least 6 years who spend up to 20 hours a week participating in ride hailing and for a maximum of 8 occupants. The policy will cover drivers from when they initiate looking for passengers through to collecting, dropping off those passengers. Aviva says it will be working with regulators across the country to make this insurance available in other provinces. A lawyer for O.J. Simpson says the imprisoned former football star isn't happy with ads and interviews about a cable TV series focusing on his 1995 murder acquittal in Los Angeles. Attorney Malcolm Laverne in Las Vegas told the Associated Press that Simpson isn't upset about how he's shown, but he admired Johnny Cochran and believes his defense lawyer at the trial is depicted unfairly. Simpson won't be able to see the show The People vs. O.J. Simpson right away, since Nevada prisons don't carry the FX network, which will debut the 10-part show on Tuesday. The 68-year-old Simpson is being held at Lovelock Correctional Center on a 2008 kidnapping and armed robbery conviction. He'll be eligible for parole in 2017. That's QNET News on 91X at 4:05. Sports is next.
You'll find it all at Quincy Mall.
Do you know where to find the latest fashions that will make you stand out from the crowd? Quincy Mall. Do you need to find a gift that's the perfect fit for that someone special in your life? Quincy Mall. With over 125 stores and services for you to choose from, Quincy Mall is the best place for you to fit in and stand out. Visit QuincyMall.com anytime for more information. Quincy Mall. Fit in. Stand out.
Everything we do is just for you.
In QNET Sports, the Toronto Blue Jays acquired outfielder Daryl Cesolani from the New York Mets on Tuesday in exchange for a player to be named later. The 25-year-old California native had one homer and a .206 average in 39 games for the Mets in his rookie year last season. He had a .345 average in 19 doubles, 4 triples, and 9 home runs and 16 stolen bases in 70 games at AAA Las Vegas. Cesolani was selected by the Mets in the 4th round of the 2009 draft. 3-time NASCAR champion Tony Stewart is in hospital with a back injury. Stewart Haas Racing says the team is unsure of the extent of his injuries. A team spokesman says Stewart was hurt on Sunday after an accident while riding an all-terrain vehicle. Stewart is retiring at the end of this season. The Cleveland Browns have quarterback Johnny Manziel 1 foot out the door. In a strongly worded statement, the NFL team is condemning Manziel's actions and pointing to the club releasing him next month. Manziel made strides on the field this past season, but also found trouble away from the gridiron. The latest trouble is an alleged assault against his ex-girlfriend. Some fans of the Browns pledged a Johnny Free February, saying they wouldn't tweet, retweet, or mention Manziel on Twitter until the end of February or until he's off the team. In NBA action, Rudy Gay had 32 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists as the Sacramento Kings snapped a 5-game losing streak by defeating the Milwaukee Bucks 111-104. Sacramento won without All-Star center DeMarcus Cousins, who sprained his left ankle in Saturday's loss at Memphis. The Kings are 2-7 this season without Cousins, with both wins coming against the Bucks. The Toronto Raptors' 11-game win streak is over. DeMar DeRozan led Toronto with 24 points, but the Raptors came up short in a 112-93 loss in Denver. His all-star backcourt teammate Kyle Lowry scored just 9 and went 1-for-6 from the foul line. Nikola Jokic had 27 points and 14 rebounds for the Nuggets. The Raptors are back in action tonight against the Phoenix Suns in one of 5 games on schedule tonight. The Denver Broncos hope it's the only time they crash before Sunday Super Bowl. A team spokesman says no one was injured after the Broncos buses were involved in a minor accident following their practice at Stanford Stadium. Outside linebacker DeMarcus Ware tweeted a photo of players standing alongside their bus. Also in the NFL, Oakland Raiders defensive end Justin Tuck is retiring after 11 seasons in the NFL, saying he leaves the league with very little regrets. Tuck played his first 9 seasons with the New York Giants, helping them win 2 Super Bowl titles. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Rainfall warnings are in effect for Quincy and surrounding regions. QNET's William Prue has more.
Heavy rain and potential freezing rain is expected to begin tonight and end sometime in the afternoon tomorrow. Precipitation is forecast to spread through the Belleville, Quincy West, and Northumberland regions later on this evening. You can expect the ice pellets and snow to turn into rain around midnight tonight. The frozen ground has a reduced ability to absorb this rainfall, and flood warnings are currently in effect for the area. Right now, it is cloudy with a high of +2. For QNET News, I'm William Peru.
At 4:09, it's +2. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Rebecca Bartlett, QNET News. News on 91X next at 5 o'clock.
This is 91X.